3142828780. That's 314-282-8780.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills. Smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
The Union Cash Program gives new home buyers a great deal, plus $2,000 to $10,000 cash for use at closing from the unions. Search Union Home Building Partnership online for details.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies. Join host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, to talk about the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety. Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis is brought to you by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Minions play houses on
Busters.
Oh, wait.
No, that was
something
years ago. Sorry, had a flashback.
Listen in your car or your underwear.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
NFL.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
that guy in a little coat.
What?
That guy in a little coat.
In a little coat?
In a little coat. It's from Tommy Boy.
Was he a fat guy in the what?
Little coat.
Or where Chris Farley tries putting on David Spade's jacket in the hotel room.
Yeah. I need to watch this stuff again. I just do not retain. I retain water, but I don't retain, you know, that kind of stuff. That's a woman's the term, though. I'm retaining water. Although I think I'm retaining it because I can't get rid of it like I used to. But that's an enlarged prostate issue for another time. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 21st edition of Pinions Playhouse, dedicated to the late Lee Sherwood, my former radio partner, and the joke dedicated to him, as John Carney would say, as well.
What? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, my goodness. What happened there?
Whoa. Somebody owes the audience an apology.
Hey!
Go ahead, apologize.
That was, I apologize.
All right. There with an apology, our control board operator... Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Yes, and if you are thinking it's time for an absolutely free second opinion on your financial advice, right now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house after a big night this weekend with his Johnny Come Lately band, a big contest, and he doesn't know till tomorrow if they won or not. Good luck to you on that.
It's the Southside Johnny Band.
Yeah, I was close. Yeah. How you doing today?
Great. Hi, everybody.
There's his trouser mouse, who I forgot to introduce, but he's not going to let that stop him. He popped right out anyway. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Also fine, yes.
Hey, say hi to Lee up there, Bernice. You'll meet him. His name is Lee Sherwood. He's got a bunch of great stories. I was trying to tell a rat boy how smart Lee Sherwood was, how intelligent he was. He says, oh, yeah? Well, did he know how to make, what was it?
Cheese.
Did he know how to make cheese? I don't know. It doesn't mean that you're not smart. No, who does know how to make cheese? Except, you know, Kraft knows people. That was a stupid thing to say, rat boy. Sometimes he's not very funny, like right now. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
so much. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Please, be seated. Thank you. Like a lot of people, did my taxes last week, and there's a thing called SEP, S-E-P. It's a an individual, it's kind of like an IRA, but it's not really an IRA. It's a pension. It's putting money aside for yourself, basically. And so I just sent the check. You know, when your accountant does your taxes, he goes, okay, here's how much you can contribute to the SEP, just like here's how much you put in your IRA. So I sent the check to Mark and Jason. I said, here, do what you think is right with this. You know what that's called? It's called trust. Because I know that they know me and they know my level of risk, and they'll do what they think is the best thing to do with that money. And that was that simple. I just said, let me know when you receive it. And they said, we got the check. And I said, okay. We had a little discussion about what they thought was the best thing to do with it. And what I'd like for you to do is set up a meeting with them and talk to them about your $25,000 or more. And that more could be a lot more. It's not uncommon that people come to them with $1 million. Does that mean that you're going to get somehow not as solid advice? No, not at all. Because they want your $25,000 or more just like you want. They want it to grow, and they want it to... Same goal. Basically, you both have. Now, you have to be real careful. There are a lot of laws and regulations about what you can and can't say about financial advisors. Here's what I can say about them. They've been with Stiefel Nicholas for 27 years, got a great reputation, built up a great practice, and they have a website that you can go to and get their number and set up an appointment that won't cost you anything. And if you like what you hear, you have another meeting. If you have a financial advisor, so what? Get a second opinion from Mark and Jason. You know the website because Peon just gave it to you. You hear it every day. MarkandJason.com. I stumbled on a show on National Geographic. Oh, before I do that, you just played Peon. It was a Broilmaster grill or something?
Yes.
There's a part. Listen to this, folks. There's a part in here where, and I just kind of casually was listening, wasn't paying much attention, but I knew it was about a barbecue grill. And I know that to people who are serious about grilling and barbecuing, they get real frustrated, and it's not uncommon to hear a guy yell out the name of Jesus. And here we are the Monday after Easter. His name was Jesus Christ. I can say it that way, and it's not blasphemous or profanity or taking the Lord's name in vain. I'm not kidding. It sounds in this thing just like a guy who's grilling, barbecuing, and he does something wrong or burns something, and he yells out Jesus' name. Listen to this. I'll show you.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster grills. Smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts.
See, I don't know. I just sounded to me in the background like you said, Jesus Christ. But I know he didn't. He said Steve Reich, because it's a baseball thing. That's all. I just wondered if anybody else misheard that. BillOnTheRoad.com, he meant to tell you that he went to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and I haven't seen the segment yet, but I think he's in a race car. Bill Clevelin.
I heard it. Yeah. That's what he said he was.
So I haven't seen it yet. BillOnTheRoad.com. You get a chance to take a look at that. Okay, so National Geographic, I discover this show. Tell me if you've seen this. Life Below Zero.
No.
It's about these people who live up, is it the Arctic Circle, a tundra, or whatever you
up north? I think so, yeah.
These people live where it gets 50, 60 below zero. I've never seen anything like it. The blizzards and the cold, I got cold watching it. I had to put on a jacket watching this thing. That's how cold it is. It's called Life Below Zero. If you think we had a bad winter, take a look at this thing. And people who choose to live places where it's a whole lot colder than it was in St. Louis this last winter. Passed by a billboard over the weekend for a pawn shop, and I came up with, I think, a great slogan. And any pawn people out there who would like to use this, please call me. We'll work a deal. Pawn shop was open 24 hours a day. My idea is hawk around the clock. Huh?
That's good.
Not bad? All right. You folks who have convertibles, about 72 right now, we had a few days here where you could take the top down. Let me just tell you what your friends and relatives probably won't tell you. When you drive around with all your windows up, you look like a dork. A convertible with the windows up looks stupid.
It's a horrible look.
Yeah. Don't do it. There. I will tell you. No one else will. Something happened to me yesterday that has happened before, but not to this degree. Did you ever get texts that you realized weren't meant for you?
Yeah, a couple of times.
One time.
I had 5 texts in a row. Now, somehow, the person sending them, and they were sent from people that I didn't know to somebody I do know, and it was family members.
Mm.
And it included family member pet names like Pop Pop and She She and little WUVS Wolves. And these are adults. And I started to get embarrassed for them, but I didn't shut it down because I thought, I just want to see one more of these. And so in one of them, and I finally figured out this was my friend's grown daughter emailing him. And she said, oh, Far Far, which I guess is her pet name for her dad, you got a case of the diarrheas? So I finally sent him a text. And I went, hey, man, I think you need to know I'm getting copy, because it went out to the sister, the dad, mother-in-law, you know, several. And I don't know how I got on there unless, I don't know. But I finally just sent him a text. I goes, hey, just so you know, I don't know if you do or don't have the case of the diarrheas. And I didn't know you went by Far Far. And somebody's Pop Pop She She. But you might want to have him take me on. And I just knew when he got it, it was so embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
There was nothing dirty or, you know, revealing. It's just, it was.
Diarrheas.
It's weird. You want to get more. Because you want to go, hey, what else can I find out? And then at a certain point, I go, okay, I got to stop this.
Yeah, I had a guy was trying to pick a fight with whoever, or fight whoever he was trying to text, and he was texting me, and I kept texting back to him. You're not getting it's not who you think it is.
Did you call him?
No, I didn't call him, but he was like, yeah, right, I know it's you. I think finally, after 3 or 4 times, you got the wrong person.
Well,
wrong
that
number.
Starts to get scary.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, he would
know
where
he's
I
not
am.
Coming, yeah. To get you. So.
I had that a couple times, but it wasn't like picking a fight or anything or any pet names or anything like that. I just sent them a text back and I said, you just sent me the wrong, you just sent the wrong person this text. I just wanted to let you know. And then they sent a thing. Oh, thanks. Oh, my God.
Because the text to you was something that couldn't have been you, like, hey, you're a horrible producer or something. You know, well, that can't be
me. Yeah. Mike Dorsey. Yeah.
Now that couldn't have been you.
No.
Okay. Well, so this morning on one of the major news networks, and when I say that, that means it was either CNN, CNBC, Fox News. Okay. One of those. Here's what the reporter said live from Boston. Let's go now live to Boston. A reporter, I'll make up a name. Maria Salazar is standing by. Well, thanks, Tom. You know, it's been nearly a year since the horrible bombing here in Boston. That's what she said this morning.
It's been nearly a year.
I believe it was a year on the 15th. Major news network. My son called me. He says, Dad, there's a guy yesterday walking with a cross. How many times have you seen this around the United States? Guy walking down the highway with a big cross. Do you ever see this? This is not the first guy.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Apparently, here, I have the story here. This was the 11th year in a row. Guy's name is James Hodgson. He lives in Camdenton, Missouri. So my son is in Osage Beach, so I guess he sees this guy go by down the road. It's the 11th year this guy has done this. He carries a 100-pound wooden cross on his shoulder from Camdenton. For you folks who know the lake area, you'll know where this is. 32 miles to Lake Ozark, across Bagnell Dam, and then back into Osage Beach. Now, what's interesting to me is he left his home at 5 o'clock Friday morning, Good Friday, with this cross. 32 miles he walked, and he got to the end of the 32 miles at 7 p.m. That's pretty good time, isn't it? For 32 miles with a cross. Here's my question to you people who do this. And I've seen this before. There was a guy who was walking across the United States one year with a cross. In the case of this guy in the lake area, there's no charity. There's no money involved. What are you trying to accomplish? If you think that nobody's ever heard of the cross on Easter weekend, I think everybody has. If you're trying to somehow simulate what Jesus went through, you're not, because you'd have to have somebody drive nails into your hands if you really wanted to do it. Plus the fact that he took occasional breaks. I don't think they let Jesus take a break, did they?
No.
I don't think they said, Mr. Christ, do you need to sit down for a minute? Are you tired? No, that's part of why it was such a horrible thing.
And wear a crown of thorns.
Yeah, and the other thing is that the cops, according to my son, you know, when I'm reading the article out of the Little Lake paper, and they say, here's the way they write it up. They said, Friday, motorists honked to show their support for him and his journey. Well, that's not exactly true, because the cops said a lot of people were blowing their horns like, get out of the way, man. I mean, they were calling it in as a nuisance, a distraction. Some people thought the guy was crazy. Again, I'm not sure what the ultimate result of that is. Is he going to get somebody to start going to church who didn't go before? I don't know. It's his thing. He's welcome to it. Last night I watched on TCM, and I told you about this, Turner Classic Movies. They're doing, it's called Carson on TCM, and it's selected interviews with some of the great, not all comedians, but most of its comics, Don Adams, George Burns, Jack Benny, and last night I watched Jonathan Winters. Now, if you've ever seen Jonathan Winters, you can't watch him 2 minutes without laughing. His face will make you laugh.
Oh, yeah.
My wife watched the entire thing with Johnny Carson. I am in tears. She never laughed once.
Wow.
Really?
And I just looked at her and I said, how can you not think Jonathan Winters? She said, I just don't know why that's funny. That's what I live with, folks. I don't know why anybody would think Jonathan Winters is funny.
He was like Robin Williams' hero.
Yeah. In fact, didn't Winters play his dad on Mork and Mindy?
Yes. Yeah, he did.
All right, a friend of mine, Craig, if you're listening, thank you, Craig. I've heard of this app before. It's called the Starlight app for an iPad or an iPhone. You know about this? The stars?
No.
Mm-mm.
I'm not into astronomy, but you download this app. It's 99 cents. And you go out at night, and you hold your, I think an iPad would be best. You hold it up to the sky. Take the screen brightness level down so the screen itself is not as bright. You're now essentially shooting with the camera on the iPad the sky. You type in what you want to find. Say Mars. I went on YouTube and watched this, and you can do it. Google on YouTube, Google Starlight app, and they'll show you a demonstration. This is incredible. So you type in Mars, you hold the thing up, and an arrow will tell you where to move. In other words, left, 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 up, 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 right, up, up, down a little, boom, and it labels it, there's Mars.
Wow.
And it's on your screen, and it will also draw the lines. If you tell it you want to see the Little Dipper, it will direct you with your iPad, and then it will draw the lines to outline the Little Dipper, so you can see clearly why it's called that. It is amazing.
Hmm.
How people come up with this stuff. Heaven is for real. Didn't that open Wednesday? The story, true story, based on the kid that said he went to heaven. I think that came out Wednesday. I'm kind of interested in that, yet it didn't get a lot of those, viewers and critics, thumbs up, thumbs down. It wasn't an impressive number of people that really liked it. I got some questions about this kid in the wheel well of this airplane that went to Hawaii. Now, first of all, 80% of the people that have tried to stow away in a wheel well have died. And many of them have died on much shorter trips than this. In 2010, I believe it was, a guy fell out of the wheel well as the plane was coming in for a landing and landed on a street in London. Just
yeah.
Out of the way. As the landing gear came down, so did he. Fell out of there. There was a 16-year-old killed on a flight from Charlotte, North Carolina to Boston in 2010. The guy that fell out, I'm sorry, was 2012. 2010, a 16-year-old fell out I mean, died because he didn't have enough oxygen, and that was a relatively short flight. This flight that just took place was 5.5 hours, 35,000 feet. The temperature was minus 50. Now, I find it hard to believe that with almost no oxygen, 50 below zero, that this kid could have survived this.
I know.
But the doctors that examined him said that it's actually possible that your body, he passed out, and they said when you're unconscious and you're freezing, your heart rate gets down so low that you don't need as much. I still am not buying this. There's something weird here.
How do you get the guts and the nerve to do that?
Because unless you're a mechanic and you know how that mechanism works, how do you know you're not going to get in there and when that thing takes off and the wheel comes up, just crush you to death when the wheel comes? I don't know. 16 years old, he's fine. He's fine, which is the other reason it's hard to believe. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
My former radio partner, Lee Sherwood, passed away February 7th. I didn't find out about it till Friday. And I remember that he told a joke. When we'd go out, it was my job to tell jokes. He was the straight man. He was the MC. He would introduce everybody. And he would sometimes introduce people with a funny line, like Robert Fox. He'd say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a man who's bisexual. If he wants sex, he has to buy it, Robert Fox. The audience would go crazy. And then he would introduce me. But the only joke, because he knew that was my thing, that I remember was this joke. And he did a good job with it. So, Lee, I've told it many, many times. Today I tell it for you. The farmer with three daughters, the very strict farmer with three daughters, who had very strict dating rules for these girls, in at 10:30, couldn't dress but a certain way, no revealing clothes, blah, blah, blah. And he insisted on meeting the boys, and they had to come to the door, and they would encounter him first. And he would meet them with a shotgun. He wanted to send a message immediately to these young men. Well, Saturday night comes along, and it turns out that all three of his daughters have dates that same night. About 6 o'clock, there's a knock at the door. And he opens the door, and there he stands with a shotgun, and here's this young man. And this young man is nervous, and rightly so. And he looks at the shotgun, he looks at that man, and he clears his throat, and he says, good evening, sir. My name is Joe. I'm here for Flo. We're going to the show. Is she ready to go? And the old farmer chuckles. He goes, now that's very clever, young man. Hey, Flo! He says, she'll be right down. Have a good time. Home by 10:30. And they walk out. 15 minutes later, he opens the door holding the shotgun. Here's another young man for the second of his three daughters. He says, good evening, sir. And these guys know about this guy's reputation. He liked witty, clever, polite young men. He says, good evening, sir. My name is Freddie. I'm here for Betty. We're going for spaghetti. Is she ready? He says, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, you kids have a good time. Home by 10:30. 15 more minutes. He opens the door. Young man standing there. He says, good evening, sir. My name is Chuck.
See how the roads look right now and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Boy, we've got a big water main break on in Afton. It's Higgy at Valcor. Higgy Road is completely shut down. Roads are buckling, so you find an alternate route if you use that. Now we just have heavier traffic on southbound 270 between Page down through Doherty Ferry, just in pockets. Disabled vehicle blocking the right lane on eastbound 70 at Air Flight. Westbound 70, a little bit heavy between Jennings Station Road and Lucas and Hunt. You're a little slow again between 170 past the airport. On eastbound 270, still not that bad, just a little heavy from Lindbergh through 170. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway now for the spicy Italian, the $3 6-inch select of April. Try it fresh toasted on garlic bread with shredded mozzarella, and it's still just $3. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550. KTRS.
Yeah, you said it.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Spring is here. That's good news. The bad news is, when was the last time you turned on your air conditioner? You probably should get it checked out for the season. That's why you should call Gelmisch & Sons. Gelmisch & Sons has been around three generations, started in 1950. That's 64 years family-owned and operated. If your air conditioner is on the fritz and your heater is in trouble, Gelmisch & Sons will install a new air conditioner and a heater. Listen to this. $26.95 installed for a full Lennox system. Now, Gelmisch & Sons is a premier Lennox dealer. That they earned that reputation due to their superior customer service. At Gelmisch & Sons, $26.95 for a full Lennox system, or call them to get your air conditioner checked for the spring season. Gelmisch, doesn't matter what you call them, call Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110, or you can always check them out online, gelmischandsons.com, 314-993-1110, or gelmischandsons.com.
Healthcare reform is here. With it, your business must deal with the increased complexities and burdens of rising costs, taxes, government regulation, and risk. Insperity takes care of all of this and more. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. If you're worried about healthcare reform, discover Insperity's unique workforce optimization solution, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Insperity is ready for healthcare reform. Are you? For an executive briefing on healthcare reform from an Insperity Business Performance Advisor, call 1-866-210-7415. One call to Insperity can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
It seems like almost overnight, St. Louis went from a buyer's market to a seller's market. But you still want to buy that new home, so what are you going to do? You need to be represented, and you need to be taken care of. Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy Helbig has been around 17 years as a full-time top producer in the St. Louis metropolitan area. She knows St. Louis County, and she knows St. Charles. She and her team will lead you through all the pitfalls to find that perfect house for you. Yes, she's buyer specialist. Yes, she's a seller specialist and marketing experts. In fact, you name it, she can do it when it comes to real estate. To find out more, it's the Kathy Helbig Group, KathyHelbig.com, or you can go on Facebook and type in What the Helbig and find out more. 314-276-SOLD. Don't do anything. If you're buying a home, don't do anything until you check in with Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbig.com, and on Facebook, What the Helbig.
Hi, this is Ken Heisey. We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve our clients well. As a fiduciary, I have a legal responsibility to work for your best interest. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and I'd be happy to give you a no-obligation consultation. If you're like most people, you've had some gains recently. Unfortunately, most people aren't aware of the fees that they've been paying on their investments, so a lot of your gains could disappear before you see them. Now is the best time to give us a call and let us help you review your portfolio. Take control of your assets and your profits. Let us help you put a plan together with only one thing in mind. You.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
It's been a long, messy winter, and I bet your carpet has taken a beating. Who do you call? Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration. They've been in the business for 28 years. They're come to your home. They're courteous, professional technicians, and they use green products, so it's safe for your kids and pets. In addition to carpet cleaning, they also clean your rugs. And here's something special. They do free pickup and delivery, but if you want to save a few bucks, they offer a 30% discount if you bring the rugs into their shop. And it's allergy season. You know what that means. Ooh, boy, your allergy is going to take a beating as well. They do duct cleaning, mattress cleaning, and upholstery cleaning to greatly reduce the levels of air pollutants in your home. And when it comes to fire, water, smoke, and storm damage, and we've had a lot of storms lately, they'll also take care of you there. Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration, 636-680-5555, or visit them on the web, spectrumclean.com.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Your ancestors' fascinating stories are available for you to discover for free this weekend. That's right. TryAncestry.com is offering a rare and limited time free access. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday only, and you'll have 100% free access to one of their most popular collections, the 1940s Census. Don't miss this rare opportunity to search absolutely free this weekend only. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Well, let's check in and see how he's doing. Last I heard, he had bronchitis and a respiratory infection. Most men would get in a fetal position and not be available. So that, not this guy. Not this guy. He's 100% pro. Let's find out how he's doing and what else he knows that we might not know from the world of Hollywood. His name is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. They are closed today, but only on Mondays. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse Market. Don't forget about gift certificates. They sell a lot of gift certificates. Great. When you think you just can't come up with anything for, and fill in the blank, because there's nobody who wouldn't appreciate a gift certificate from Annie Gunn's of the Smokehouse. Let's see how he's doing. Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody. Yeah. On the road to recovery.
I'm still sick, but saw the doctor again today, and I feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I can still hear it a little bit. It's hanging on.
It'll take another week before I get rid of it.
Hmm.
You know what? I got a couple of very nice emails from our listeners saying to get well soon.
Oh, that is nice.
That's very nice. Here's your pocket winner's question. Name the name of the actress who teaches all the cast and crew of all of her movies how to knit. She's a knit nut.
Knit nut. I like that.
Julia Roberts. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
No.
Is this age discrimination?
No, it's beauty discrimination. Right. Meryl Streep is not attractive.
Yeah, not even when she was younger, really.
No, she's just not a hot woman. Great actress.
Yeah.
Not hot.
Love Nuggets. So Tom Cruise has a new girlfriend. Her name is Laura Prepon. She's currently in the Netflix Orange is the New Black. She plays a drug-dealing lesbian. She was also on the 70s show. Well, Tom Cruise just told her that now she's a member of Scientology. He got her involved. The Scientology looks down on homosexuality, and she shouldn't even be playing the part as an actor. So either she drops this part in this show that she's doing, or they'll probably break up.
Well, that's true love. You either stop doing what you're doing, or I'm dumping you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's her name again?
It's Laura. I think it's pronounced Prepon.
Is she of the Gray Prepon family?
Oh, see what you did there?
I did there?
I like that.
Pardon me, do you have any Gray Prepon?
That's pretty good. Yeah. Charlie Sheen and his porn star girlfriend, Brett Rossi, they were looking at rings over the weekend. You know, how beautiful and romantic that they got married. He continued his career. She went back to work, and then they could talk every night after they got home about how their job was that yeah. day. You know?
How was your day, honey? How many guys did you have?
Yeah, or dogs or whatever she does.
Oh.
How nasty. Could you get any more nasty?
No.
I don't think so. Donnie Wahlberg, Mark Wahlberg's brother, is marrying Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
She's hot, but she's a nut.
She is nuts.
She's crazy as a loon.
But you're right. She's cute.
She is, but she's still nuts.
Yeah, and she's filthy. She's filthy. Do you ever see that show? She's got some show.
She doesn't bathe her armpits?
No. Her mouth. She's a really dirty mouth.
I don't like women with dirty mouths.
Yeah, I don't either.
TV News, Jerry Seinfeld, Jimmy Kimmel, David Letterman, Ray Romano, Robert De Niro, Bob Newhart. They are all getting together to roast Don Rickles.
Oh, that ought to be hilarious.
That should be great. So Spike TV on May 28th. You might want to write that one down.
That's a good one.
Jennifer Lopez will star in a new TV series called Shades of Blue. She plays a single mom that's also on the cutting edge FBI agent. Jennifer Lopez is co-producing the show with Ryan Seacrest.
Of course. He needs
it's nice that Ryan could get some work.
Yeah, come out of retirement, Ryan.
Yeah. Movie news. You know, on Friday, we predicted that Johnny Depp's Transcendence was going to be a bomb. Boy, that thing, it's doing worse than the Lone Ranger.
Well, it sounds to me, though, it's just another, like, version of Her, that stupid movie. It's about the computer and, isn't it?
Becomes sort of real.
Yeah, that's what Her was about.
I know.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Johnny, two bombs in a row for Johnny Depp. Another New York Post headline. You know how I like them.
Oh, yeah.
The actual story was about a homeless guy who found a 6-foot by 6-foot crawl space between beams halfway up the Manhattan Bridge. And he got up in there, climbed there, and he sort of like built himself a little home in that 6-foot by 6-foot crawl space.
Lucky.
Put a couple of ledges, little shelves where he had a couple of grocery, put up some makeshift light. Then he got a door that he could put up there so he could be shut off from the environment. The police didn't see what was going on, and he was evicted. But I love the New York Post headline. It screamed, "Bridge over troubled squatter." I like it. And what a great quote from Miley Cyrus. She says, quote, "Happiest day of my life was killing Hannah Montana," end quote. What about the Disney people love that? I mean, you know.
Way to go.
Yeah, I mean, she made $700 million doing that, Hannah Montana.
What?
Nothing ever happened. She's getting to kill Hannah Montana off. A lot of Hollywood kids who become stars turn on Disney. When it comes. Nipunicello never would have done that, Ami.
No. No.
Did you ever have a thing for her when you were a kid?
I never did.
Really?
No, I wasn't a mouse.
Were you more for Jimmy?
Oh, that's real nice. That's real nice.
Well, he was entertaining.
I never got caught up in the Mouseketeer thing.
You never did?
Nope.
Either high, either ho there.
But I used to like the opening of the Disney every Saturday or Sunday night when they do da 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 and the sparkles and the fairy dust and the castle. It's a great opening to a show. The Wonderful World of Disney, that was the name of the show. It was always a Disney movie.
It was great.
I like that.
Davy Crockett movie.
Fess Parker. Davy Fess Parker, Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier, born on the mountaintop, Tennessee. I'll stop there. Yeah.
And finally.
Well, here's the audience probably. I had a coonskin cap as a kid, though. I'll tell you that.
Did you?
You bet. Now, Davy
Still
Crockett
have
wristwatch.
It?
I don't. A Davy Crockett wristwatch. I had my first watch. Yeah. Oh yeah. I was hardcore.
Who's a knit nut? He says everybody she can how to knit. Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, or Meryl Streep?
Oh, man. I'm going to go Jennifer Aniston.
Julia Roberts.
I'll go Streep.
Answer is Julia Roberts. Have a great day, Mike Evans. See ya.
Who got you, Peon?
Yeah, I'm dead.
Dan, I couldn't tell from over here. Did he cheat and look it up?
No, no.
You sure?
Did.
How do you know?
Well,
he's got access to that.
Yeah,
site.
I can't,
you can't
tell.
See the screen. I think he looked.
No. She knits with the hair from her armpits too. I heard.
Oh, that's right. She doesn't shave on her arms. Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Julia, we're not in Europe.
Oh.
That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. For 21 years and counting, soon to be 22, we've had the privilege of being sponsored by American Equity Mortgage and had the privilege of telling you what they can do for you. And they can help you if you're not a homeowner and if you are a homeowner. If you're not a homeowner, here's how they can help you. They can help you buy a home to the mortgage. If you are, they can help you get a loan to pay off a couple of different things. One thing you can pay off is bad debt. Bad debt's a loan where the interest rate's way too high. That's credit card debt, for example. Let them pay that off. You'll be out of debt so much quicker, such better shape. And the other thing they'll help you do is get a loan to pay cash for something you need. Let's say your daughter's getting married, and you need some money for that wedding, and you will probably need money. We had this discussion with our daughter this weekend. Not that she's thinking about getting married, but I'm on a mission, been on it for years, trying to tell her how great Angela and Peon's wedding was on the beach, how beautiful it was. What I'm really trying to do is get them to do that because it was a great deal and very affordable. But it was a beautiful wedding. They can help you. They can get you the cash. That's called a home equity loan. Use the equity in your house to borrow smart money at a low interest rate. Look, they've been doing this a long time. They work fast for you. And don't worry about the credit rating because most people don't have perfect credit. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Time for a final look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, things are wrapping up quite well around the highways. You're looking good on westbound 70. Southbound 270, just busy, we'll call it, between Highway 40 and Manchester. Westbound 40, you've got a couple of little slow pockets between 270 out through Clarkson. And then on eastbound 40, you're stacking up just in the right lane between Mason and Highway 270. And they've cleared that stall on westbound 70 at Airflight. And don't forget, the Higgy Road is completely shut down because of a water main break, flooded road there at Valcor. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway now for the turkey breast and Black Forest ham, the featured $5 footlong of April. Loaded up with all your favorites like green peppers all April long. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. People ask me, Scott, what's the philosophy behind the show? Well, I've always wanted a program that was truly independent of the spin that you hear from the left and the right. Because in this crazy world, you can't afford to have opinions bought and paid for by special interests. So, on The Night Shift, what we give you is a tough, honest, understandable approach to the issues of the day. And we make fun of stuff, too.
Weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
When it's time to upgrade to Granite, there's only one name you need to know, Granite Busters. Whether it's for the kitchen, bathroom, bar, or fireplace, Granite Busters has you covered. With over 125 colors and more than 500 slabs in stock, the Granite Busters showroom and double warehouse features the largest on-site selection in the region. And nobody beats Granite Busters on price. Category A granite starting at $29.99 per square foot installed. And every installation is guaranteed for life. Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
We open our show with Sunny Side of the Street. That's a carryover from Lee Sherwood. That was his idea. Rest in peace, Lee. To the rest of you, have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Tonight at 6, a judge weighs in on a new ride-sharing service in St. Louis. What's the future for Lyft? Car break-ins plague downtown St. Louis, where police say it happened. And dozens of Missourians ran the Boston Marathon today. A St. Louis man shares his picture from the finish line. First on Fox, a judge is stepping in tonight in the battle between the new ride-sharing service called Lyft and the St. Louis Taxi Commission. An order this afternoon says the new business has to put on the brakes. But will they? Fox 2's George Sells is live in South City with answers for us. George.
And Sandy, the answer at the moment at least is no. Lyft does not appear to be shutting down, even though a judge issued a restraining order saying they have to do just that. It was about 4:30 this afternoon, more than 2 hours after that temporary restraining order was issued, that a Lyft car, which we called via their app, arrived at our location here in South City. The young woman driving had not been told by her superiors that she was to stop. Lyft calls itself a ride-sharing service, taking donations.